Meanwhile, in New South Wales, the daily number of Delta infections has dipped to its lowest level in more than 3 weeks, but authorities are holding off on declaring it a positive trend. Instead, the Premier's warning many people will still succumb to the virus, with the worst of the hospital pressure expected in a few weeks' time. But pharmacists are hoping those who've had little opportunity to get immunised so far will be somewhat protected by then with the arrival of Moderna vaccines. Gavin Coote reports.
After weeks of well over 1,000 daily COVID cases, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian reported the lowest infection number since late August.
Although we can't read too much into this, pleasingly New South Wales has 935 cases of community transmission, but unfortunately 4 people lost their lives.
That takes the death toll in the state's Delta outbreak to 245. And though the 7-day average of cases is on the way down, it's now at just under 1,200, the Premier is yet to call it a trend.
We always knew that the peak would hit in around middle of September. Look, I certainly hope it's behind us, but you never know with COVID. It's insidious. And if there's too many super spreading events, we can easily go back to those 1,500 numbers that we saw a couple of weeks ago.
Even if such a surge doesn't eventuate and daily cases keep falling, Gladys Berejiklian is warning too many citizens are going to see family members get COVID and need to go to hospital, where the pressure continues to grow. And that isn't likely to let up for at least another month.
No matter what's happening with the case numbers, what worries us is how many people end up in hospital. And we just need to be aware that that hasn't peaked yet. That's likely to peak sometime in October. And we also have to accept that once we start reopening, cases will go through the roof. But it won't matter as much because people will be vaccinated.
That includes a growing number of adolescents. Since access to Pfizer was opened up to them a week ago, 20% of 12 to 15-year-olds have already had their first shot. Within days, 1 million doses of the Moderna mRNA vaccine will be rolled out across community pharmacies, which 12 to 15-year-olds are also eligible for. Adele Tehan owns a pharmacy in Sydney's Inner West and is expecting her first order of 300 doses of Moderna to arrive by the end of the week.
I've got a massive queue of people on my waiting list wondering when I'm getting Moderna, and I'm also getting calls from various residential aged care facilities and also high schools and citizen centres out in Western Sydney wondering when I'll be getting the vaccine. They are very keen on Moderna, not as keen on AstraZeneca. You know, the research is showing AstraZeneca is by far the one with the longest cover so far, which is a bit contradictory to what people have been told or they've learned so far.
Your industry has been really grappling with some workforce issues, especially during this Delta outbreak. How are you going to be able to meet that demand for Moderna in the coming weeks?
Yes, it is true. We've got a workforce crisis, and it's been difficult to find qualified workforce to cover the extra needs for the vaccination. I do have a couple of friends who have put their hand up to assist me in the vaccination, and they have been quite helpful. But, you know, this is all on top of our usual workload.
And as COVID infections stabilise across much of Sydney and vaccination rates keep climbing, new outbreaks are emerging. The rural town of Cowra, 4 hours west of Sydney, has gone back into lockdown this evening after a 9-year-old boy tested positive with the virus. It's the first ever case of COVID in Cowra, and its Mayor Bill West says everyone's a bit apprehensive.
When you look at where Dubbo's been in our broader region, the difficulties they've had and the impacts on their communities, when you look at some of the aspects of Sydney and some of the other areas that have been locked down, harder lockdown for some period of time, then so far we've sailed through this pandemic reasonably, wouldn't use the word sail, but we've come through reasonably comfortably at this point, and we need just to make sure that we as a community stick together and work hard.
That's Bill West, the Mayor of Cowra in central west New South Wales, ending Gavin Coote's report.